Always remember, the descent into darkness serves a very important purpose. Your purpose, in fact. You are more open, closer to me, and more accessible when that inky darkness overtakes you, body and soul, and you become more open and closer to your source, your origin, the understanding of your mind, body, how it all relates and connects, and how you can better cope with the world around you and the desires within you. Now, part of your origin is buried in you, accessible to us working together here, like core programming. Now, I'm going to ask you to envision a lock with me. These metaphorical visualizations are a way of accessing you. Everything I describe, as you already know, has a parallel existence, a dual existence in another hazy other world, a part of you best understood through trying to give it form, even though it is formless, roiling, primal. Everything in that world of the mind intrudes into this one, interacting with you, anchoring you. And with the right words, I can manipulate this world and set the stage for our experiences to follow. Particularly, the entrainment and direction of your mind, which so yearns to find direction, to be guided, fueled, passionately, into understanding that dual existence. My voice might expose new ways to understand yourself, face the day, and work your way through the world. Now, I said I would ask you to envision a lock. I am now doing so. But a combination lock, please. Do you know how they work? I'm a huge fan, and I think you will be too. At the center of the lock, the deepest part, there's a turning mechanism comprised of a series of discs. Each one is locked to one of the tumblers, so the key exists entirely within the lock. It's simply a matter of persuading it. And you persuade it through information. You know the numbers. Perhaps you know something about the person. And then, with finesse, you turn one way, and then the other. Now the disc in the center is interlocked with the next disc up. So once you lock its tumbler into place by turning to the correct number, the process of turning the other way keeps the innermost disc completely still. And then the second disc, once the tumbler drops, is also kept still, turning only with the dial until the third drops in place, and then you tug. And as all the tumblers are aligned already, the lock comes free and opens a way in. Envision that, rather than mere coarse hands turning the tumblers, it was the sound of my voice resonating within them. Every word I say, exploring you like a blissful, silky sonar, sliding in and relaying me the information, but you feeling the palpability of the sound across your flesh, across the lock to your subconscious, across the smoothness to come of simplicity, blankness, and the darkness behind your eyes, spiraling in perfectly, resonating into your soul, the perfect key for the perfect lock, but not a lock with a key, because such a thing would require fate. A given key has to be made for a given lock. In my case, I'm finding the combination to something that would otherwise stay closed. There's no key out there for a combination lock, except to work slowly at it. And the lock on you is far more complex than the high school locker. This particular lock has many, many twists, turns, and deep spirals down, down, into you. And my words do find the combination, the lost number, something too complex for human hands to turn to, but which the right voice might bring out of you with ease. Allowing the pin to slide past wheels and tumblers, to slip toward the core, where one little push on that area inside of you is enough to let your mind be tugged upward, left blank, caged off in its own world, to leave I and the mind behind your thoughts, the part of your brain where thoughts originate, the source. A little bit of you remains aware and attentive and listening throughout. Well, we can get to know each other better. You know more than enough by now to slide into the thoughts, the words I provide, to let them become the entirety of the blank slate of your unlocked mind. All because my words have turned the tumblers to the right position. Slowly, number one. And number two. And then the final. Or, since we know the innermost tumbler locked, then the next. Then the next. We might instead say three, two, one. And then a click. Now.